Okay, we're back here at Kennedy Space Center now, and I guess we're ready to proceed. We're going to attempt to conduct this post-launch conference between communications with the spacecraft. This gives us approximately some 20 minutes. We'll do our best to try and get as many questions in that time, but I'll be standing by for a signal also so we can go back to air ground at the proper time so that you can keep up with every phase of the mission. At this point, I'd like to introduce Mr. Walter Caprian, Director of Launch Operations for the Kennedy Space Center and Launch Director for Apollo Mission.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to see you on a clear day for a change. I guess there really isn't too much to report to you as far as the countdown itself is concerned. It was perfectly nominal. We had no problems whatsoever with the spacecraft, with one exception, and that was in that we do have a lock to safe our pyro bus, and it takes a key to remove that lock, and we broke the darn key off in the lock, and it took us a little while to get it out. We did have a spare key, and we took that off, and that's the sum and substance of our problems with the spacecraft. At approximately 1 hour and 50 minutes before launch, we did run into a little difficulty with a LOX vent valve in the S1C stage, which we were attempting to cycle open and closed as required for the venting process, and it stuck on us in the full open position, and we ran through a repeated number of cycles attempting to free it, and for some time we were unsuccessful in doing so. It causes concern in that if we had not been able to close the vent valve, we would not have been able to pressurize the LOX tank at T-minus 72 seconds. However, we did run some nitrogen gas through the system, and we were able to sufficiently raise the temperature such that we were able to close the valve, and we proceeded the rest of the way with that vent valve in a closed position at all times. And we do have a second vent valve in the stage that we relied on to give us the correct conditions at time of stage pressurization at T-minus 72 seconds. That those two items were the sum and substance of the problems that we encountered during the entire countdown. As most of you know by this time, first stage burn was perfectly nominal. You may have noticed that it seemed almost like an eternity before the vehicle cleared the tower. Well, that, of course, was because this is the heaviest vehicle that we've flown. It was approximately 26,000 pounds heavier at liftoff than Apollo 12, and the S1C engines, though they were perfectly within specification, were rated at about 100,000 pounds total thrust, less than those that we had on the Apollo 12 vehicle. This made the time about one half to three quarters of a second longer in clearing the tower. All of the first stage burn, as I mentioned earlier, was perfectly nominal. The second stage burn was nominal up until the time that the S2 inboard engine cut off. That engine is normally cut off by a switch selector command approximately 90 seconds before the outboard engines are cut off. For some reason that we have not been able to determine at this time, the engine did cut itself off approximately 2 minutes earlier than planned. Now, as a result of that having happened, the outboard engines, of course, burned approximately a half a second longer. They burned to fuel depletion and made up some of the energy that was lost by virtue of the inboard engine having cut off early. And when we burned the S4B, it burned approximately half a minute longer than originally planned in order to make up the deficiency. And at the end of the first burn of the S4B, the deficiency was made up. Now, we had approximately a 2,200-pound payload margin for this mission. We used up a little bit of that margin by the fact that the engine did cut off early, but we did not use up enough to to lose any confidence in our ability to perform the TLI maneuver. We still do have a three sigma capability. So we have no reason to suspect that we will not have a good TLI burn and fly a perfectly nominal mission from this point on. I guess that's all I have in the way of general comments. Feel free to ask any questions if you choose to.
Hey, Dick, right down here.
Why did we nominally have the main stage engines lower rated than thrust, if I understood you correctly?
They weren't. Well, you know, the vendor guarantees engine performance to a certain specification. These engines did meet that specification. It just so happens that they weren't quite as hot as the ones we flew on Apollo 12. There's nothing wrong with them. I don't mean to imply that. I'm just explaining to you why it took a little longer to clear the tower than it had taken on previous missions.
Up there. Go ahead.
Does the longer time for the S-4B burn affect the timeline at all?
I don't think it affects it significantly. I think we're going to be within seconds, certainly not more than a minute or two.
Right, Sanders.
Do you have that total liftoff weight since it was the heaviest, other than 26,000 more than the other?
No, I don't. It was, if you recall what Apollo 12 was, add 25,600 pounds to it.
It was about 6.4, but we'll check that figure for you. Al, up, all right, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Reg.
You told us there was a 22,000-pound payload margin.
2,200-pound.
200, thanks. How much of that margin has been consumed, please?
The best we can determine, we used up a significant proportion of that margin. Now, beyond that margin, we still have what we call a three-sigma capability. So we have the full three-sigma capability plus somewhat of a margin. And at the time I left the firing room, we did not have all of the numbers in yet telling us exactly how much we had, but we did, we're able to establish that we still had, we did have the full three sigma margin. The 2,200 pounds was something that was a little bit of gravy that we had in addition to that.
But is it a fact that you've just got enough for TLI now?
Yes. For a three sigma condition. In other words, for a worst case condition. If you put all of your three sigma errors together, which is the basis on which we plan our missions, we have enough reserves to handle that.
Thank you.
We still have margin, put it another
way. We have all the margin we wanted to have.
We have not used up all our margin or even come close to using it.
We have our full three sigma margin.
Sanders?
On that weight again, where do you get in the extra 22,000 pounds? Is that fuel, and if so, located where?
As far as the margin itself was concerned, well, we flew with some extra propellants aboard this vehicle, part of it for the reason of flying this mission and part of it to just get a little bit of added knowledge as a preliminary to flying the J missions, which are going to be missions where we fly with heavier payloads than we've been flying to this time. So we loaded the tanks up more than was required to fly the mission.
Go ahead, up there.
Do you have enough fuel left for the to guide the S-4B for the lunar impact?
I asked that question when I left the firing room. The best answer I could get at that time was that we should not affect our capability of flying the nominal lunar impact with the S-4B. In other words, Ed? We expect to impact the S-4B where we had planned to.
Ed, over here.
Well, that's the same question I wanted to ask.
Have any over here? I don't see any more hands. Okay, we'll take two over here and then we'll wrap it up.
Mattingly was in the control room. Was there no concern about his being infectious with German measles?
He was in the control room in Houston.
Mattingly left the Cape last night.
I think we'll try to find that out for you, Ben, but I don't think we have any details. Ken Mattingly observed the launch from the Mission Control Center in Houston, not here. Did you have a question, Andy? Go ahead.
Could you give us the figures again for the additional burn of the S2 and the S4B?
Yes, the S2 inboard engine, the center engine, cut off 2 minutes and 7 seconds earlier than it was supposed to. As a result of that, the outboard engines burned 33.96, roughly 34 seconds longer than they would have had the inboard engine burn for its proper time. As far as the S4B is concerned, the delta in time was about the same, 33.97, roughly 34 seconds longer.
Okay, we'll take one here.
One last thing about this extra fuel, Walt. Did you have extra fuel in the S4B by any chance as a result of running this weight up, and did that give you a little more leeway?
Yes, we had some extra fuel in all three stages. We had about the same amount of LOX that we flew on Pete Conrad's mission. We had approximately 9,500 pounds more RP-1 than we had on Apollo 12. And we had more LOX and hydrogen in both the other stages. I knew those figures, but I've forgotten them. I can't give them to you.
Did that make any difference in the three sigma?
Well, it helped us out.
Okay. All right, we'll take one final one up here.
Can we have exact liftoff time, please?
Well, let me check here. It was 600 milliseconds late.
Okay, thank you very much. That completes the conference. We should be coming back up on an acquisition in about 10 minutes.
There's one thing I said that I'm not sure I knew what I was talking about and what it does to the timeline. I said.